Join John Copeland and Bill Winston on today's Believer's Voice of Victory for a re-airing of their foundational message on how releasing words of faith can change your situation.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast once again. I'm John Copeland, and I'm so honored to have you here and tuning in with us. We've been having some really good talks about the words of our mouth and how we can control our destiny. If you've missed any of this week or last week, you need to go back and get that. You can go online at kcm.org and you can watch those on demand at your leisure whenever you feel like it, or you can order it from the screen. We'll have information later that you can do that, or you can do that online as well. The easiest thing is just to go online and watch it, and you can watch it whenever you feel like it. Doesn't cost you a dime. So be sure and go back and get that, though, because what we've been talking about could change your life forever. And so I really want to encourage you to do that. We have with us, once again, Pastor Bill Winston. He and his wife, Veronica, pastor Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And it's been great having you here. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been preaching to myself. You know, I've been getting a lot of this and thinking, you know, I see some things in my life where I need to tighten up, you know, and tune up my mouth a little bit. So,
you know, when you have a car, you have to take it in every now and then for a tune-up.
You do.
Parts come loose and so forth and so on. Oil needs changing. So we have to do the same thing with our own lives, our own spirits, our own mouths, and come in. But that's what this has been. It's been those who perhaps have been in the Word of God, this is a good tune-up for you. And perhaps those who are new in this Word of God, this is a good place for you to start your walk.
Mm-hmm. You know? Life-changing.
Yeah. Well, let's look here at Mark chapter 4.
Okay.
Now, in Mark chapter 4, we left off last time talking about, in Mark chapter 11, about speaking to the mountain. And Jesus gave us a model there. He is saying, here's a mountain in somebody's life, and whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, or her heart, shall believe that those things that they say will come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says. Now, when I look at that, first I stop with whosoever, because that's who it's for. It's for whosoever. And the law of confession works for whosoever. It will work on a higher order for whosoever believes, as in Christ, meaning that there's two kinds of believing. There's a secular belief, and that's where you believe with the head. That's where people believe because they have seen it work before. They believe that chair will hold them up because they have experienced a chair like that holding them up before, and that's why they believe. But there's another level of believing in the kingdom of God, and that's believing the Word of God independent of sense evidence. So it's believing something that you've never had physical proof that this thing is so. So it's the Word of God. So we want to believe the Word of God. And what we left off with last time is talking about how people believe people. Mm-hmm. They believe man, you know, and believe them real quick. They say, well, you know, they're going to have a sale on down here. The airplane leaves at 3 o'clock from American Airlines. I mean, they don't call the airline. Are you sure that airplane leaves? So they get on there without a chute and get on that airplane. Now, my point is, why don't we believe God? Because many times we have been traditionalized into thinking this is just a religious book. And what it is, it's a covenant. It's God's holy promise to his people.
Yes.
And that God is the one that backs this. Now, this is where the power of the Word of God comes in, because now I've got a higher order of believing. Down here, I can believe some things, and true enough, some things will happen. If I just talk positive and so forth, other things happen. But I'm talking about up here, I'm talking about changing circumstances. I'm talking about rearranging this earth. And that's part of the mission that we have as believers that have been sent out by Christ, mm-hmm. that we are to go into all this world and cast out demons, get sick, heal, so forth and so on. So we see how this pattern is established with Jesus with the disciples as he is going to the other side. Now, let's pick up from there in Mark chapter 4 and start reading here at verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had went away, as he had sent away the multitude, he took them, even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. Now it says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say to him, Master, careth thou not that we perish? Now let me put it in my own words. We're going to die. Don't you care? You know. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Well, the truth is, it obeyed his faith. But the fact of it is that faith was in the words that he spoke. Now, let's just deal with that, because, again, the enemy is attempting to try to keep us from our destinies. He's trying to keep us from fulfilling the plan of God for our lives. And I wrote something down here, that God has a path for us to walk in that is beyond anything that we can ask or think or imagine. God has a path for us to walk in that is beyond anything that we've imagined. Now, the reason why I say that is because the only way we're going to walk in God's path is that we got to walk in his word. That is what's going to happen. He is the one that, as we take his word and make it real in our lives, that word comes out of our hearts. That word sets a course for our lives. But God never intended for you, John Copeland, to have one down day. Not one. Not one. He never intended for you to fail, not once. Now, it's interesting because people have read all kinds of things in that, but the scripture says, he said, even in that prayer, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from every evil. Glory to God. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow you.
So I'm just saying, in our lives here, God has a path for us to walk in. Now, here's the devil. Even though Jesus said, let us go up to the other side, the enemy is trying to stop him. Now, when you get to the other side, you'll see why. Because here's this demon-possessed man that was controlling that whole coast down there with those demons that was operating in him. And what that is a revelation of the capacity of man, because he had a legion of demons in him. I mean, that's anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 demons that this one man could hold. You know, people see, back even in when they were in the children of Israel in Egypt, you remember when Pharaoh was sending them out to get their own straw? He wouldn't give them straw anymore. Well, a lot of times we read that and say, well, Pharaoh's given them two jobs, you know. But really, that was a revelation of capacity. And, well, anyway, so what happened here is they feared. Now, understand, they let the word go to sleep. And what happens in our lives sometimes, we let that word, even though that we have the word in the vessel, we haven't stirred that word up. We don't keep that word alive inside of us. And the Bible says over in Hebrews chapter 4 that the word is quick and powerful. That means alive. So this word, how powerful is it? And this word, God has given us a demonstration here of how powerful words are. And he spoke to this storm. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know of anything that can stop a storm. There is nothing not natural that can stop a storm. Now, that's what I'm talking about, that if we have that word of God in our heart. I remember my wife one time, there was a tornado forecast to come in our part of Chicago. So, I mean, the clouds had gotten dark, and you know how that tornado cloud starts to look at those clouds formation. I think I asked my son, I said, where's your mother? I don't know. She went outside. I look outside, she's out there speaking. She's on the front lawn. She's speaking to those clouds. She's speaking to this tornado. This is the same thing that happened one time that we were going to have this certain musician to come up and be a part of our faith conference. He called the night before. He's coming from Orlando, Florida, and said, Pastor Winston, he got a hold of him and said, listen, don't look like I'll be able to even get out. You know, the tornado's coming through here. Everybody, the parking lot, the expressways are a parking lot. I mean, you can't even get out of the city. He said, all the airlines are shut down. So he told me that. I came back and told my wife. I said, now, we got to cancel that. We went to the faith conference that night. Now, he was supposed to show up the next night because he was to be the musician and his musical ministry. My wife got up. It is on tape. It is on video. I said, now, I'm not going to even do this. I'm going to just call my wife up. She's going to pray, and we're going to pray and stop this tornado. We said in front of everybody, we just want you to agree with us. I got up there. She began to pray. You know, when she starts praying like that, she becomes another woman. You know, I have to say, who is this? But prayed against it and turned it back out into the sea. I got a call early that next morning. I said, Winston, hey, yeah, Brother Ron. I said, what's happening? He said, man, I don't know what's happening here. He said, the tornado took a turn, and now they're forecasting opening up the airport in about 2 hours. And looks like I'll be able to get out and get to that meeting. I said, brother, I don't doubt it. Come on over here. Praise God. Look what happened. We're running this earth, not the devil.
I remember seeing one time when I was a kid.
Yep.
I was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And it was back before the day you had to ride in a car seat and all that stuff.
You know?
I'm standing up in the seat and there was some clouds in the storm.
Yep.
And a tornado funnel started coming out of the clouds. And I was looking right at it. And Dad spoke to that tornado. And he said, you go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. Went right back up in the cloud, never to be seen again, you know. And it's just the speaking the power through faith.
There you go.
And it has to respond.
Yeah, it has to respond. You know, when we first came to Chicago to start the ministry, we stayed with a sister who, she opened up a home to us. She said, the Lord spoke to us, open up her home to us and keep us until we got started. Mm-hmm. So we were there a few months, and we started ministering in her basement, and then we went out and got a hotel on Saturday, a hotel room, and started ministering there. But it was time to move out of her house. That was about 8 months now. I said, look, we've been in this lady's house too long. She even gave us her master bedroom, so forth and so on, my family. So I said, I'm getting out. So every time John and I saved some money, the car would break down, something. I mean, it would take 500 bucks at a time. Man, I can't get out. He said, what happened? I consecrated myself, went on a 3-day fast, because I need to hear God. And God spoke to me and said, why don't you decree what you want? Just like that. Let's see it. Let's go over to Job chapter 22. Now, understand, I heard him clearly telling me that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd been confessing the word and all of this, and God meets all my needs and so forth and so on. Now, I got to get specific here. I went, and he showed me this scripture in Job chapter 22 and verse 23. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. I said, all right. We'll be moving in 7 days in Jesus' name. Just like that. Just right. I'm in private now. And I declared it into the spirit, into this atmosphere. So what happened? I went back and told my wife, I said, baby, we're going to be moving in 7 days. She said, where are we going? I said, I'm not sure where we're going, but we're going to be moving in 7 days. Okay. The next day was a Sunday. We hadn't started our church yet, so we were on the way to another church service, church. And on the way back, I said, well, baby, praise God, we're going to be moving in 6 days from now. Where are we going? I said, I don't know where we're going, but we're going to be moving. Now, I wouldn't back down off of that. Understand, it was rhema to me. Now, understand, somebody in the house may not have that same revelation yet. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying where God spoke to you, because you've been meditating the word. Mm-hmm. But don't get mad at anybody. Don't, you know. I said, so then the next day, Monday, I said, come on, let's go out and look at some places. Now, I understand the word is working in me. See, the word is making me do all of this. So we went out and started looking at some places. We looked at this apartment, looked at that apartment. We went by this one apartment building, luxury apartment building, mid-rise apartment building. I said, man, looks nice, but I kept riding past it. My son, who was so young at that time that he would sleep on the back seat, rose up, looked out the window. Here's what he said, unprovoked, because he was asleep. We're going to live right there. I wanted to smack him. Oh, you know, I knew that. I didn't have any right there money. You know what I'm saying. I said, son, just lay down, would you? You know, 2 days later, we were back there looking at apartments. Understand, we had probably about $600. Went there, hands the lady. She looked at apartments. We came back into the office. She said, okay, which one do you like? Wife and I looked at each other. She said, well, we got the 2-bedroom, you know. We got to. Now, I knew that's what I needed. But I just didn't have the, I couldn't muster up that. So I went for this little tight, little tiny thing. She said, all right, well, we'll move your furniture in. Let's see, we can move it in on Tuesday. We have some slots here on Tuesday. Now, understand, we had given most of our furniture away. We had sold it because we were just going on faith. I look at my wife and said, furniture? She said, you don't have furniture? I said, well, we did some things with it, and we have some few pieces in storage in Minneapolis. She said, okay, well, that's all right. We have some furniture in the basement from the model apartment. We'll just give you that until you get yours. I said, okay. She said, all right, now you're going to park underground. Now, that'll be, you have to have a $55 deposit for that, and you also have to have a full month's rent and also a full month's security. I said, well, okay, how much is the rent? How much security? I look at my wife and said, security? The lady said, oh, you don't have security? She said, oh, that's all right. We'll just spread that out over the year. And okay, and how about parking? She said, you don't have parking. She said, we'll just go ahead and let you park. The word is working now. It's making all grace abound toward me. Mm-hmm. It's making favor come on me. Are you following what I'm saying? And look at us now, over 15,000 members broadcasting all around the world, so forth and so on. I'm saying the word did that.
It's really a message of living life, isn't it?
Is it? Decree a thing, and it shall be established.
And it doesn't have to be a big thing?
No, it doesn't have to be
a big
thing.
It can be the little things.
The little things.
Parking place at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, the little things that we take for granted that we just hope one's going to be there. But we can decree it before we get there, before we leave, that we're going to have one.
John? The enemy didn't want me to start that ministry. He didn't want to let me out. He didn't want to let them pass. But Jesus decreed a thing. He called a storm peace. And it had to obey him because it's a law, John.
You know, we get testimonies a lot. A lot, you know, over the years of people who speak to the storms and they go away. They speak to the storms and the tornado jumped over their house and went on down the block. And there's destruction on both sides, but their house stood because they spoke to it. You know, Mac Hammond from Minneapolis has a place in Destin, and he has a beach house down there. And the storms, the hurricanes, two of them, have come through there, and neighbors on both sides are damaged. Basement's blown out, you know, destruction on both sides.
Yes, sir.
And his house has sat literally untouched. And, you know, the neighbors are like, you know, well, we believe in God too. Well, you can believe in God, but if you're not putting the words out there,
you got to say something.
Because you have to take charge of it.
Yes, you do.
But most people, I think, tend to pray of, well, I hope God does this, or hope, you know, God, please help me with this. And he's waiting on us. I mean, he's the one sitting back, well, I've given it to you to do
now,
it.
Now, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, people know this, but I want them to put it together in the package called confession and understand it from that point of view. Now, here was David. David came to the front line, and of course he came on another mission, but God had a plan for his life. So now he said, you know, what's going on? This guy Goliath, and he's cursing your gods and so forth and so on. And then David said, hey, what's going to be done with this guy? Who takes this guy? Well, you have free taxes. You have the king's daughter and so forth in marriage. Here's David moving to the front line. So he finally gets to the front line. But if you look in this Bible, you'll see several times David confessed what he was going to do to this guy before he got there. And what we have to do sometimes is put it in there first. Put it in there. And get it in your heart in abundance that when you get in that place, it comes out and it becomes a law. Hmm. Now, what happened? He got to the front line. Look what happened here. And let's go all the way down here to verse 44. And the Philistines said to David, you come to me and I will give thy flesh to the fowl of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David unto the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowl of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And you know, John, I believe that's what God is after. He's after
a boldness.
There you go. And you can't do that without righteousness. The righteous are as bold as a lion. You still concerned about, oh, what I did last week, or what I did 3 years ago, or whatever. You've got to somewhere get over that. Mm. Because the righteous become bold as a lion. And that faith works then. But notice he decreed a thing. And this is what he didn't say. He didn't say, next week, I'm going to do this. He said, today.
Today. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Just like natural laws make gravity work every time, the spiritual laws that govern the confessions of your mouth can start to bring what you say to pass every time you speak it. In The Law of Confession, Dr. Bill Winston brings to light truth from God's Word about how the words that come from your mouth actually shape your life. This powerful 3-volume audio teaching reveals the importance and life-changing effect that words have on you and everyone around you. Whether you're learning the importance of words for the first time or you want to hone your speaking even further, this teaching will revolutionize the way you look at your words. Gain an understanding about the actual potential in every word you speak.
Death and life are in the power of your tongue. What am I doing with this series? I want to make it so that your words
have value.
That every word that you speak, you're going to measure that against the Word of God.
Take control of your words today. Order your copy of the Law of Confession CD package by Bill Winston for only $30. This package contains 3 powerful series that will help you make positive confessions. Purchase this package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Law of Confession CD package today.
The Law of Confession package is something that you really need to get. This is an in-depth study on your words and the power of your words. And you can go online and order this. 11 CDs in this series. It's very in-depth, but it will change your life, and I encourage you to get that. Pastor Winston taught that series, and it is really, really good. And we want to talk to you, Pastor. I know, like, for my, I have a list of scriptures that I've gone and I've pulled out of the Bible of promises that God's given us that I want for my life, my family's life. Is that, and I say that those scriptures daily, almost daily. There's some days that I might miss, but is that something that you would encourage the people out there?
I would. I'd encourage, if you're having some kind of a mountain in your life that you want moved, or you have a desire that you want, a job or a business or whatever have you, or maybe it's something for your marriage or your family, I encourage them to build a confession and build that confession around what is it that you need. Find the promises in the Bible that would promise you that from God, and build those, take those confessions and build a confession sheet. Say that sheet or that those confessions for 30 days. Now, say them, of course, after that, but for 30 days every day. And I guarantee you, you'll see a change in your situation.
Yeah, I would highly encourage it. It builds you up. It builds you up on the inside, and it will change the circumstances around you. So be sure and join us tomorrow, because we're going to be finishing up on this. And I want to remind you that we love you. We pray for you. And this is John Copeland and Bill Winston reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith, because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy, because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here, and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is, it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. 2 weeks with Charles Capps. Praise God. Having working knowledge of faith, understand the intent of the Word of God, and release the power of God in your life. You don't want to miss a moment of this.
Energize your faith and change your world with the Word of God. Watch The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and Charles Capps. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
So where the devil has messed it up, we clear it up. So what does he try to do? Produce problems that people say, no hope. Well, when Abraham didn't have hope, he believed in hope. He had some higher hope.